The demonstrations planned for Monday were also the talk of the nation's capital today. Political as well as religious leaders in Washington, D.C. were pressed for their views of the marches. There were also assurances on Capitol Hill that the procedural disputes that derailed immigration legislation in the Senate have now been resolved. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
The Roman Catholic Cardinals of Boston, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles called on the White House and the U.S. Capitol today. Their mission? To urge political leaders to move forward on an immigration overhaul. But when he emerged from a meeting with Senate Democrats, a reporter asked Roger Cardinal Mahoney of Los Angeles whether he backed plans for a jobs and classes boycott on Monday.
In my opinion, we do best by having people at work, having students in school, but using time during Monday to learn more about the immigration issue.
Cardinal Mahoney added that any kind of negative backlash in reaction to the boycott would be, as he put it, unhelpful for passing immigration legislation. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid agreed.
If people are looking for a reason to go against comprehensive immigration reform, they can look at this very minimal boycott.
But Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who met separately with the Cardinals, said he was all for people outside Congress taking actions to express their views.
As long as it's constructive, it's dignified, it's respectful, I encourage. If it starts pulling away and captures the worst of America, then I'm not for it.
At the White House, President Bush was blunt when asked at an impromptu Rose Garden news conference for his take on actions planned for Monday.
I'm not a supporter of boycotts. I am a supporter of comprehensive immigration.
Comprehensive is the term used by those who back both beefing up border security and addressing the millions of immigrants who are here illegally. Mindful of how divided Republicans remain on this issue, the president on the one hand seemed to call for an immigration bill that's tough on those here illegally.
One that does not provide automatic citizenship. I don't think anybody really wants there to be automatic amnesty for people.
But Mr. Bush then appeared to call for a bill that would give illegal immigrants a path to citizenship, as most Democrats and some Republicans have urged him to do.
One that allows somebody here to be able to get in, if they want to be a citizen, to be able to get in line, but not the front of the line, but the back of the line.
Majority Leader Frist, for his part, promised immigration legislation will be back on the Senate floor in a few weeks, with a debate over just who should be able to stay in the U.S.
Much of the discussion is going to be over whether it's 12 to 20 million people who are here or temporary workers, and what that path might be. And that's where the debate will be. And I think that's where many of the amendments will be. And I don't know how it's going to fall out on the floor of the United States Senate.
Frist has said he intends to back an amendment that would remove a path to citizenship for those here illegally, since he considers that an amnesty. Minority Leader Reid, who'd earlier blocked such amendments from being considered, today relented.
We're willing to work our way through these amendments. If they want to have these votes, we'll have the votes. We feel that justice will prevail. We feel these so-called killer amendments will lose because they're not in the spirit of what this comprehensive legislation is all about.
Both leaders say they aim to get an immigration bill out of the Senate by Memorial Day. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.